they're still trying to take revenge on those people, just like they did the January the Sixers. And those of us who talk about it are still under bans, both financial as well as social media. The hounding of a lawyer in the UK who dared to challenge the vaccine. And there's more to this story than just the revenge and recrimination of somebody who exposed what was being done by the conservative government in the UK. As I said before, it doesn't matter what the political basis of this, whether they call themselves socialist or communist or conservatives or libertarians or liberals, which is what in Australia they would call libertarians. Janice Berejiklian there, one of the most authoritarian of the people, not quite as bad, I guess, as Dan Andrews, but she was part of the Liberal Party, which is what they call the Libertarian Party there. No respect for individual liberty. And of course, the conservatives in the UK did not want to conserve any of the hard-won protections against tyranny. They overturned them one after the other. You got Trudeau in Canada, Trump in the US, all of them doing the same thing at the same time. It's like they're all working for Klaus Schwab, isn't it? Well, actually, there are some connections with that, with this particular case. Those who raise the alarm, this is coming from conservativewomen.co.uk. Those who raise the alarm continue to be punished and pursued. A solicitor, Lois Bayliss, was so concerned after she read that the UK's four chief medical officers had overruled expert advice made by the Joint Committee on Vaccination. They had advice not to vaccinate healthy children. And then the four chief medical officers overruled that committee. The committee said, don't vaccinate healthy children. They said, no, we're going to do it anyway. Four people at the top. So she decided to warn schools and vaccination centers about potential harms and their legal duty to provide what? Informed consent. She felt very strongly, like many others, that experimental mRNA vaccines, again, this is not a weakened or dead virus. This is a genetic code being injected. I hope you all know that, in spite of the misinformation, the lies that Alex Jones was telling people at the time. They had no business being injected into children. For this, she was reported to an agency called the Solicitors Regulation Authority. Several complainants, including the Department of Health and Social Care and the Chief Constable for the South Yorkshire Police. Now, this organization, the SRA, the Solicitors Regulation Authority, this is a group of lawyers. This is a group of lawyers coming after this lawyer because she said, you need to tell people that they, you know, they have informed consent and you need to warn them. Because look, even this Joint Committee on Vaccination says healthy children shouldn't be getting this shot. But you got four people above them saying, no, we're going to do it anyway. And so this group of lawyers, the SRA, have received over £1 million from the World Economic Forum since 2019, and they got on it right away. Isn't that interesting? The World Economic Forum was giving vast amounts of money, and this is a lot of money. You know, it's more money when you're looking at it in the UK than it is here, because smaller country, they don't deal in a smaller economy. They don't deal in the ridiculously astronomical numbers that we deal with. But a million pounds is a lot of money to anybody. And so this organization had gotten $1 million from the World Economic Forum since 2019. And they came after her with a vengeance. They launched an investigation, said there would be a disciplinary tribunal on February the 12th. They scheduled this to last for 4 days. And even if she wins and clears her name, they have the right to claim their costs, which they estimate to be over £90,000. I don't know how that works. But even if she defends herself successfully, they will come after her for legal fees. This legal organization will hit her up for legal fees of £90,000 to punish her. Why? What did she do? She warned healthy children not to take the vaccine, agreeing with the vaccine committee. The SRA will do anything to prove their case, including changing the nature of their allegations. This group of lawyers, given £1 million by Davos. After she responded to them, not relying on the original complaints to build their case and removing thousands of pages of supported evidence sent by medical experts from around the world. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in Manhattan, coming after Trump with some of these trumped up charges. He is now also coming after people who had fake vaccine cards, trying to get out of these mandates. And the New York Post says that as he brought these cases, a judge blasted the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for trying to throw the book at two New Yorkers who bought fake COVID-19 vaccine cards, despite routinely going easy on others who were charged with far more serious crimes, like, for example, what he's doing right now. We had a video that was out last week, and I don't like to show pictures of crimes being committed, people being shot, people being beaten. In this particular case, it was a gang of illegal immigrants beating some police officers. They got them on the ground, and everybody's taking a turn kicking them and all the rest of this stuff. Alvin Bragg doesn't care about prosecuting them. He's going to let them go. But he wants to throw the book at people who faked a vaccine card so they wouldn't have to take the deadly Trump shot. That is not sugar water, Alex. In a ruling issued this week, State Supreme Court Justice Brendan Lantry dismissed felony charges brought against a couple of people who are not publicly identified. The judge called the case overkill. One of them was a nursing student. Another one was an employee with the City Department of Environmental Protection. So employee of the city. Another one is a nursing student. And again, this type of coercion doesn't come from a mandate, right? It comes from Trump giving money to the hospitals, and then Biden saying, we're going to remove that money and the other money as well if you don't vaccinate everybody. It's always done through the money. And the money flow began with Trump. Same thing with the governors. We're getting the money. You're going to get more money if you keep this pandemic going. So keep it going. So one of them, a nursing student, the other one working for the city. Among hundreds that were accused of buying fake vaccination cards from a New Jersey stripper. Maybe you would want to, if you're going to do one of these things, you better do it really good. Don't buy it off of a stripper. The two are among just 16 people that Bragg's office cherry picked to prosecute, because what he's trying to do is he's trying to set up, if he can get some of these people convicted, then he can go after the hundreds of people who bought it from just this one person. He charged them with felony criminal possession of a forged instrument. The judge said this is ridiculous overcharging and shut him down. But again, this is the same district attorney who is coming after Trump. And when DeSantis gave his presentation about CBDC early on, when most people were not talking about it, called it Big Brother Digital Money, gave a 20-minute presentation about how it could be used to create hell on earth, total surveillance and control. The response from the first reporter's question was, but what about Trump and Alvin Bragg in Manhattan? By the way, like I said, he released these New York Police Department cop attackers. His excuse was, he said, well, we can't identify them. They got video of this all over the place. You know, we've been talking about how the government surveils everything. It's got cameras everywhere. Do you believe for a moment that he doesn't have sufficient video to identify these people? I think, I don't believe that. I think they've identified them as illegal aliens, and so he doesn't want to do anything about it. But he'll throw the book, felony charges, at people who had an ID so they didn't have to get the vaccine mandates, that all the officials, state and local, were being bribed to enforce. So they beat up two New York Police Department officers. He released them without bail, saying he could not conclusively identify each defendant. Even New York Governor Kathy Hochul disagreed with him and told the reporters, get them all and send them back. Well, there you go. But of course, we've heard tough talk about the border from Democrats in the past, haven't we? America, America, America.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.